I'm ready to get on the record. I'm ready. Thank you very much.
All right. And then Logan, if we could just get our live stream going. Okay, Chair, we are ready.
All righty. Call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present. We have an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the Constitution and Contest rules of the University Interscholastic League. And I need a motion to approve minutes from October the 13th.
Move.
Second.
Motion by Dr. Duran, second by Mr. Colbert. All in favor, please raise your right hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. We're going to move forward then to hearing AA. Caroline Walls, will you please bring those folks in?
Okay, this is everybody that was in our waiting room.
Very good. All right, we're going to move forward with hearing AA, which is Corpus Christi Flower Bluff High School, Apopka District 29-5A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 29-5A met on August 20th, 2021, and ruled that Jordan De Los Santos moved from Corpus Christi Veterans Memorial High School to Corpus Christi Flower Bluff High School for athletic purposes. Items number 1, 3, and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1, 5, and 9 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, at this time, we're going to make sure we get everybody verified that we can hear you. So I'm asking those who are going to be involved to unmute at this time, and we're going to ask you to introduce yourselves. Then we're going to swear you in. Mr. Steinbrook?
Yes, sir.
All right. In your role, who are you?
I'm the athletic director at Flower Bluff.
Okay. And then Mr. Charlton or Carlton, how do you pronounce that?
It's Charlton, and I'm the athletic coordinator for Ray High School, and I'm representing Ms. Roxanne Cuevas, the head of our DEC for 29-5A.
So you're going to be our chair today?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Denise Gonzalez?
Yes, I'm Denise Gonzalez. I'm the parent of Jordan De Los Santos.
Okay. And is that Jordan there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
And then next we have Aspen Auger.
Yes, sir. I am the head softball coach at Flower Bluff.
At where?
At Flower Bluff.
Okay. Thank you. And who's there with you?
I'm James McMinn. I'm the assistant athletic director at Flower Bluff High School.
At Flower Bluff. Okay. And Brenda Marshall.
Brenda Marshall, athletic director for CCISD.
Thank you. Paula Salinas.
Hi, I'm the head softball coach at Veterans.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bittner.
Ben Bittner, the athletic coordinator at Veterans Memorial.
Okay, you're sounding a little bit fuzzy there. I don't know what, unmute again and talk to us.
How's that? Is that better?
No, sir.
Okay, let me.
You might want to work on that one. We'll be able to maybe hear you, but see if you can work on it. Coach Villanueva?
Hi, yes, sir. Katie Villanueva, assistant softball coach at Veterans Memorial High School.
Thank you. And Scott Walker?
Good morning. Scott Walker, principal at Veterans Memorial High School.
All right. And Jennifer?
Jennifer Garcia, assistant softball at Veterans Memorial High School.
Okay. And Shay Carpenter?
Shay Carpenter, assistant athletic director at CCISD.
Thank you. All right. At this time, we're going to ask each of you to unmute again, raise your right hand, and you're going to be sworn in. Caroline's going to do that for you, and your appropriate response will be, I do.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, let's. I'm going to introduce committee members at this time. My name is Mike Motherell. I am a retired school administrator. Mr. Colbert.
James Colbert, superintendent of Harris County Department of Education.
Dr. Duran.
Jody Duran, superintendent of Elgin ISD.
Dr. Teal.
Lynn Teal, superintendent at the Gymnet CISD.
All right. We also have staff members, Caroline Walls, Logan Lawrence, Daryl Beasley. Who else we got on here? Jamie Harrison, I think. Is that where do I cover it? And with that having been said, let's talk about our process today. I want you to know, first of all, this is a new hearing, a de novo hearing, which means that we have the opportunity to say what you need to say, but we have the potential to use any of the information that we had from the district executive committee hearing and any information that's been sent to us. And you've done a good job of providing us information. We're going to begin with Jordan and her mom and verify some information, ask some questions, and then we'll move to Veterans Memorial High School, the sending school, and then we'll move to Flower Bluff High School. And again, typically the receiving district doesn't have a lot of information for us as to the reason for the change, but there may be some questions that need to be answered there. Then to the district executive committee chair. Once we're finished there, we will go back to the family. Any questions? All right, Ms. Gonzalez, would you please unmute at this time then?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll just begin with some affirmation and some questions.
Yes, sir.
You live in the King High School district, is that right?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you went to, you wanted to go to Flower Bluff. You were given us a two reasons for that. We'll talk about those in just a moment. You have a daughter who is going to Brody Middle School.
It's Kathy. My daughter's Brody and she goes to Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry. And that is right down the street from your residence. Is that correct?
No, it's a little further. Okay. Her dad lives in the vicinity of the Kathy Middle School.
Okay. What high school is that one, that middle school zone to?
It's actually to Veterans Memorial.
Okay. So you've got a daughter who is still in the Memorial High School attendance zone.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But we're not going to go to Veterans Memorial as high school. We've discussed that.
At this point, though, she is zoned.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is it your husband that works at the base?
Yes, sir. It is.
And transportation wise, that was one of the reasons that you had given for the need for a change.
Yes. And also, I'm sorry, it was my first meeting ever. It was kind of like I was nervous also, but also it was academics as well. I mean, Flower Bluff is also ranked highly in academics. And right. Jordan's a very, she's very good at her grade. She has, so I needed her to be challenged as well. So.
All right. And mm-hmm. She's what grade? A senior?
She's a senior. Yes, sir.
Why would you make that change at this point? Why was academics all of a sudden important to you as a senior?
I didn't know where I was going to go. You know, as a freshman or sophomore, I really didn't know what I was going to major in, nor did I know what college I wanted to go to. So towards the end of my junior year, I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do in college. And based on that, I chose a school that would benefit me for college.
I see. All right. The other reason that you gave for the change, in schools was there were, and I will quote this, events that caused Jordan to be stressed and emotional after an exit interview with softball coach.
Yes, sir.
Coach was negative. Coach had heard rumors she was transferring out, and your response was there wasn't any way that was going to happen because of all the work put in academic and athletic career. And you stated, as you mentioned earlier, she had quite a bit going on academically. She was a member of the National Honor Society, Student Council, Key Club, Special Forces. But she also felt defeated in this meeting and went back to coach a little bit later and you know, after the initial meeting and response from your coach was, what are you doing here? You left and were off the team, and I gave your starting spot to someone else. And you said then, due to your mental state, could no longer attend Veterans Memorial High School. And Jordan, you made the statement that coaches discarded and ignored your thoughts. Very degrading. Are those accurate statements that I pulled that from the information that you had provided? Those are all accurate?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And in the second meeting, you were asked if you were transferring. And my understanding, your response was it was on my mind. And the third meeting, there was something said, you left the team. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No, sir. Everything's correct that you're saying, sir.
All right. Thank you. Now, do we also understand that during last season, you had COVID? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And it caused you to miss some games, obviously. Yeah. And, but after you came back, you were released, and your playing time had maybe changed a little bit. And Mom, did you have a meeting with Coach at that time about playing time?
We had a meeting. What it was is that two players in the beginning of the season had COVID, and they got right back in. So it was Jordan's, I don't go to practices. I'm not there all the time. So I was just making sure Jordan was, you know, was she doing okay? Behavior wise, was there something going on? So that was my question. I know in one of the statements, I think Coach Selena said something about, I asked about shortstop position, but she played, I think, right field for like most of the whole season. And my question was like, was everything, is there anything I need to know or anything like that? And so, that's when we had the meeting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good response. Thank you. Did you or your husband either make any comment about who was playing on defense, wrong players on defense, who should play?
So what happened was Coach Selena told my husband to be honest with her. And so she asked him the question. She asked him the question, and he did answer. He did answer. She goes, so be honest with him, me.
She asked him what question? I'm sorry.
She asked him, she goes, be honest with me. She goes, you think I have the best 9 players out there? That's what she asked. Yeah. Okay. So then he just answered honestly.
That's he it. Answered no.
So he answered okay. No. So he just gave his opinion to a question that she asked.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Jordan or her mom at this particular time? Okay. If not, then we will. Listen, we will come back to you folks. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
We'll be the last ones. And after you've heard everything, you will have an opportunity to respond and say the things that you need to say.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well done. All right. We're going to go now to Veterans Memorial High School folks, Coach Salinas. And is there anyone else that you want speaking as we talk about this, Coach, at this time?
Well, I have my other two coaches in here that were in the meetings. My assistant coach, Coach Villanueva, was in all the meetings, and my other coach, Coach Garcia, was in one of the meetings that the parent was in.
They can unmute and be part of this conversation as needed, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about, there were, I think, like three meetings. May 11th was the exit interview. That was a time that I'm assuming you talk with each and every one of your players about their time and their positions. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Jordan, did she express to you that she felt like she was better than some of her teammates, something along those lines?
Something along those lines. So when we bring them in for an exit meeting, we let them know that we're going to be honest with them. We're going to, and we, at both ways, where we want to hear how they feel we did as a team, how they feel they did it as a player, an individual player. And then I told them that we as coaches would let them know what we saw, our expectations for next year, and go from there. So that's what we did at that time. She did, when through our conversations, she did express that, you know, the girl that she was competing against, you know, she said, well, I feel that I am better than her. Word for word, she said, I know I'm better than her because I work with her. We do our lessons together, you know, off campus. We do our lessons together. And she said, well, you know, how do you think about my arm? Like, what do you compare it to? And I said, well, I think you got a great arm. I told her that. I think you have a great arm. I think you're a great athlete. But at this time, I feel you're going to be a senior. Well, you're a junior at that time. I said, you're a junior. She's a freshman. And I said, in my opinion, as a coach, you come in, the junior should be better right now at that point than a freshman. And I said, you know, I've got 3 years to work with a freshman. You're going to be a junior, you're going to be a senior. And I think that you need to be better than her right now. And right now, I think you got a great arm, but I think hers is a little bit better. Does it mean that yours is not going to get there? No. And I told her, you know, when it comes down to, you know, going and getting ground balls, I feel that she's got a little bit better jump than you, but you can work on that. We can get you there. And she, you know, of course, disagreed with me, and that was fine. I told her, hey, we're going to be honest in here. That's okay if you feel that way. So, you know, we talked about that, and I think one thing that really stuck with me was, you know, she told me flat out, look, coach, I've just never had a coach be that honest with me. And I said, my job, especially because Jordan is, she's a great player. She's going to go off and play at the next level. She's going to go to college and play. And I just told her that I don't feel like I'd be doing my part if I was telling her things that wouldn't get her better for the next level. I talked to her about college. I talked to her about having to hear the truth from coaches, having to hear that, but it was never degrading. I told her that you're a great player. You're a leader on our team. You've been on our varsity, you know, since your freshman year. You know, the girls look up to you, and so it went from there. And that's, so as far as her talking about a player, better wise, yes.
All right. And then that was on May the 11th, and on the 18th, a week later, Jordan missed, I think, the morning weight workout, and you were told through the grapevine, I think, that maybe she was thinking about transferring, and y'all met again. And Jordan, according to what we've read, said transferring is a thought. Was that an accurate statement?
Yes, sir. So I through my coach Garcia, I talked to Coach Garcia. She called me and she said, hey, coach, I'm just letting you know, this is what some of the girls are coming in and talking to me about. She told me that the girls are going in there and saying that Jordan plans on transferring out, plans on having a get together, a little dinner, a little lunch, I'm not too sure, with all the girls to let them know what she was going to do. She was going to leave and transfer somewhere else. Now, as far as being told a school or anything like that, we never heard she's transferring to Flower Bluff or anywhere like that. Right. So I said, okay. So I texted her that morning and I said, hey, are you at school? I'd like you to come in so we can talk. When she came in to talk, that was the first thing I asked. This is what I'm hearing. Is this true? And her first response was, yes, coach, I was, that was a thought on my mind. I was thinking about transferring, but I haven't gone and talked to any coaches or looked at any schools. Those were exact words.
And at that time, you explained to her a little bit about UIL rules and how things worked. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Now, from the 18th to the 26th, she didn't attend practice. That kind of reinforced for you that maybe she was leaving? Is that?
Yeah. Yes. So we were done with season, but we had our athletics, you know, we had weight room still, we had all our stuff that we were still meeting as far as that, because we were done with our season. But yeah, so as soon as she quit coming to athletics, none of the girls knew, had talked to her. When it all came down about her disagreeing with my coaching philosophy, about, you know, her statement, you know, coach, we haven't done anything here in 7 years. I need a fresh start. That was another one of her words verbatim. I just need a fresh start. And then when didn't participate in athletics, that was, we knew that, you know, she had quit on us.
And so on like the 26th, there was another meeting that Jordan requested. And at that point, I think she said something about not wanting to transfer. And did you tell her that she could try out next year for your team?
Oh, yes. So she came in and she said, hey, coach, coach, I just want to finish off my senior year on a good note. I want to be here for my girls. I want to be here for my team. And I told her right away, I said, hey, you can try out. That's not a problem. I'm not saying that you can't come back and try out. You can come back and try out just like everybody else. You make the team and everything's back to normal, you know, but yes, I did tell her that she for sure can come and try out. Yes.
Okay. And mom then later on, a couple of days later, said that Jordan was upset. Y'all had a meeting on June the 2nd, and it was that they were going to leave, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. What else would you add to this conversation?
Well, so when the mom came in on May 28th, she came in and she just said, look, Coach Jordan, you know, she just couldn't come in. She didn't want to come into our meeting. I did explain to her, I would really like for her to be in here. I would really like for her to be in here because I'm a little confused. I'm confused on what is really going on, like the bottom line of why she wants to leave. And I did explain to the mom, I'd like her in here because I want to know, and I said this to Ms. Gonzalez, I said, I want to know, and I want to be able to look at her and say, did I do something wrong? Did any of my coaching staff do anything wrong? Did any of the girls do anything? I would like to know because that's not something we want. We didn't want her to leave. That wasn't something we wanted. Then it started coming about. The transportation started coming up. Then the academics came up, and Jordan is a great student. That I'm not going to take. I'm not going to say she's a great student. And she was taking our Del Mar classes here, and she was taking our UT on ramps, which are all college classes to be. Go into that medical field, which, you know, she's going to through now, but yes. So, that's when all those started coming up.
Okay. Coach, are you aware that how long have you been there?
It opened in 2015. So I've been here since it opened, veterans opened up. Yes.
Okay. We got some letters from some, previous players, parents, that you were less than fair with kiddos and some accusations. Does that surprise you?
No, and I'm sure I know which ones they came from, as they were in the same position that Jordan was in. Okay. And we We talked about that in one of the meetings with the parent. When I was explaining the UIL rules, I explained it to Ms. Gonzalez. I said, I know that you probably are hearing from another parent that I don't sign off. And I said, that's not the way it works.
Okay. So, thank you.
So, yes.
Athletic director. Go, Mr. Colbert.
Yes, Chair. I've got a couple questions for Coach.
All right.
My first question is when Jordan was telling you that she was transferring was a thought, I was thinking about transferring but hadn't gone out to any schools, I need a fresh start. Did she tell you why she was thinking about transferring?
It was just our coaching philosophies were different is what she told me.
So did you inquire, why are you wanting to transfer?
Yes, I asked. I mean,
what was her response when you asked her, why are you wanting to transfer?
Her response to me was, I don't want next year for us to kind of go with how our meeting went, our exit meeting, to transfer it to next year. And I told her that I said, nothing is going to transfer. We're talking here. Everything's new next year. Everything's starting over. You go and you compete next year. But that was her reason why to me. That first meeting was, I just want a fresh start. I feel that you and I are on different pages. That's what we should.
So this exit meeting that you had, was this the meeting where she was being removed from the team?
The exit meeting, no. The exit meeting was just the talking about how the season went and expectations for the following year.
So when was it that, and just help me, I know this is in all the documentation, but you ultimately removed her from the team?
No, I didn't remove her from the team.
Okay, she removed herself.
Yes, that was that May 18th meeting. And then what followed through that was not coming to the athletics and all that, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, Dr. Teal.
Coach Salinas, this committee certainly respects coach's decision for playing time and those types of decisions. It seems like that the family is making or referencing some change after she was out for COVID. She was, I guess, either Jordan or her parents are questioning why there was a playing time change after COVID. Can you just speak to the committee about anything that changed there and explain that for our sake?
Yes, for sure. So when Jordan got sick with COVID, we talked throughout that, you just checking on her, making sure she's okay. One of the main things was I would talk to her and I said, hey, are you able to do anything? Are you? And she said, yeah, coach, I've been hitting a lot in my backyard. I don't have anybody to throw with. So I haven't been throwing. I said, hey, that's great. Yeah, keep swinging, keep hitting, doing all what you can on your own. So with me knowing that, when she came back and I text her, saying, hey, you're released. We played that day. The day she was released, we played. The day she was released and we had a district game, she was in the lineup. The only difference was since she hadn't thrown, since she hadn't got any ground balls and she had only been hitting, I put her in the lineup, but as a hitter, as one of our DP. So she hit, so she was in the lineup the day she was released. We had two practices after that and she was in the lineup again, but not on defense. She stayed hitting. So that was the change. That was the change as far as defensively. But in the lineup, she was in it as soon as she came back.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to the athletic director, please.
Athletic coordinator.
Coordinator, fine. Either one of you, both of you. We heard we've read some accusations about Coach here, and just want to make sure y'all had any kind of issues like this before, other than one or two times where we had a playing issue, somebody wanting to transfer, those kind of things. Coach Salinas has run a good program for you. That's the question I'm asking.
I got hired in March, but I've been here since 2017. And I've worked with Coach Salinas and her softball girls in the weight room in summer, strength and conditioning. I've watched Coach Salinas with her girls. And I mean, her girls show up, they're workers, they show up, they work. She coaches them. The kids like being around her. The kids show up early in the morning. Kids are there in the summer. She and her coaching staff are there in the summer, work. I mean, that there's not a discontent that I've seen in the last 4 years since being here, and definitely not anything that's been brought to my attention other than this and another girl who has already graduated from high school but transferred a couple years ago. There's been nothing, no complaints, okay, no issues about any type of behavior or mistreatment or anything like that.
Ms. Marshall, can you confirm anything you'd like to say?
Coach Salinas and her group runs a strong program. She is strict with the girls, and that she expects them to do what they're supposed to. I know a few years ago, one of the mothers that I had to help deal with happened to be somebody I know, and I was pretty much at every game just to see what the difference was. And in my opinion, who was out on the field instead of this mother's child, the right people were out there, in the sense of some of our parents, and I believe probably all parents, have a great expectation of what their kids can do. And, you know, it's sometimes hard reality that you're only going to put 9 or 10 kids on the field. And it does not always sit well.
All right. Any further questions for Coach or athletic coordinator, athletic director? All right. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's move now to Flower Bluff High School. And again, as far as a reason for the change, that's what we're here about. Why was the change of schools made? Anything that anyone needs to speak to us about?
Just wanted to let you know, Coach Steinbrook had to step out on an emergency, and so our AD is not here anymore.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Nothing. Thank you. Appreciate it. Our district chair.
Yes, sir.
Serving in that role today.
Yeah, yes,
you were at the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. The meeting was, the decision was unanimous. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. You've heard the discussion today. Have you heard anything new?
No, sir. And basically, we took this very seriously because Jordan is a senior, and it's something where we looked through what we believed in, and the fact that she was living in the King attendance zone, and that she went to Flower Bluff, we took that as a serious thing, and felt that she did not established eligibility at Flower Bluff to be able to play varsity. And then throwing on top of it the stuff that went on with Veterans Memorial, it seemed like she was leaving the program for a reason. And on top of that, the King program, so everybody in the committee knows, and again, this is something that Jordan's parents have to answer. They finished last place in our district this last year. So right now that program's growing and struggling a little bit, and that might have been part of their decision why she's not attending the King softball program or in high school. And the one thing we were very adamant about as a DEC is that, you know, if you went to King High School, you would be eligible for varsity competition because you live in that attendance zone. And we were very adamant about making sure her parents knew that at that time.
Okay. Your last statement is true up to a point, unless it was a change back to King for athletic purposes.
Right.
If that's what she had chosen.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Any questions for our chair? Very succinct. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
We're going to go back now to Jordan and her mom. What questions do we have from committee members at this time? Yes, Mr. Colbert.
I have a question for Jordan. Jordan, can you tell this committee just very briefly, why is it that you chose to transfer schools your senior year?
Definitely. And the atmosphere that was set, like from my freshman year to my junior year at Veterans Memorial High School, like in the softball program, is a very different atmosphere. And I've heard that from current players there and previous players that have graduated. And the atmosphere there is definitely not one that I wanted to be a part of my senior year. I, like Coach Lena said, I did say that I wanted a fresh start, and I have, you know, letters that provide the atmosphere that was set by the coaching staff there. So,
let's talk about the Jordan, Mom, I'm wanting to talk to Jordan real quick. Jordan, did you say that transferring is a thought? And
yes, sir.
I was thinking about transferring, but I hadn't gone to any campuses or anything like that. Did you say that?
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned that you said that you wanted a fresh start. Can you see how this looks like you're wanting a transfer because of softball?
I can definitely see that. I could see that. And I understand. And I told Coach Linus, like, I know it looks like that. And she did ask why I wanted to leave and what, like, what they did as a coaching staff. And I honestly, I felt uncomfortable giving them the answer that it's the atmosphere that the coaching staff set. I'm as a player, I'm kind of, it's actually kind of based off of the atmosphere. The atmosphere there is basically the coaches have installed like fear in the players. And I didn't want to give that answer straight to them, because I guess I was scared as a player, like, of that.
Okay. Thank you. Very good.
All right. Other questions from committee members? Dr. Teal?
This question's also for Jordan. Jordan, could you explain, at one point you said to Coach Salinas, we haven't done anything over the past 7 years. What did you mean by that statement?
I had stated that in my exit meeting, the very first meeting. Going in there, both Coach Linus and Coach Villanueva asked me what I thought about this previous season, which was my junior season. And I had stated, well, I haven't really given much thought to this past season, just because there's only so much we can do from it except learn from it. And I've just kind of been thinking about next season and the expectations that I'm going to hold the program to. And I had stated that we haven't really proven anything to South Texas in the past 7 years. And next year in the Veterans Memorial Program, I want to prove to South Texas what we can do and the talent that we have here.
Good. Thank you.
All right. All right. Jordan, you and your mom, final words you'd like to tell us today.
Well, I do want to reinstate I do want to say, like, whether win or lose or not, but I mean, like, when she's talking about the atmosphere, there is a sense of, like, the way they talk to them. Like, when I was in there, there's a total different, you know, tone, and then the way they use it with just her in there. I think, I mean, we were not going anywhere, and it wasn't until the meeting that Jordan went to, you know, make things right, that Coach Salinas came in very abruptly, you know, said these things or whatever. And, you know, it is what it is. But whenever she came home, like, you know, she was upset. She's crying. This girl never cries. And she cried. And she just felt like she was going to get the wrath of Coach Salinas her senior year. And she was like, I can't do that. I can't, like, I'm not going to spend my senior year, you know, of course, with all the notes. But she just knew that she was going to get that kind of wrath. So she just said, I have to leave, like, no matter what. Like, she said she was in fear. Or like it's a fear, like she was a fear of, like, so I think things that she said, like, it was like, she's a kid, you know, she's a kid, and, you know, they're the adults, you know. But, you know, I went in and I talked to Coach Salinas. I didn't go in there upset. I cried to them, you know, because it's hard, you know, but I cried, and I did let them know that we were going to the Bluff, you know, there was nothing hidden, you know, that's what, you know. And I do want to say that when Coach Salinas said that she quit, she didn't really quit. She did text Coach Salinas maybe, I think it was a couple weeks before that Coach had asked why she missed weights. And she goes, oh, I'm working. And that that she goes, is okay if I continue to work and I'll work on my own, like do weights and whatever. And Coach Salinas said that would be okay. So I don't know where that miscommunication came from, because she, you know, Coach Salinas okayed that. So, you know, because at the summer she was working. So, but I just, you know, I just want to state that, like, you know, win or lose, it's not right to make a kid feel like the way they felt. You know, at this time point, my daughter's mental health was more important than anything, than, you know, sports or whatever, you know. And it's just, it's hard to see anyone who has kids to see your kid like that, especially when she's a very good kid.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Colbert has a question.
Mom, I've just got a follow-up question to you.
Yes.
So you've articulated all your concerns about your daughter's mental health and certainly the professionalism, attitude, and tone from the coach.
Yes, sir.
My question to you is, did you ever bring any of those concerns to the athletic director or the administration of the school?
Well, I had emailed Coach Bittner. I said, I would like to talk to you. I really want to talk to him. And he told me that he couldn't talk to me unless I talked to Coach Salinas first. So when I did.
Well, so hold on. Here's where I'm stuck at. I find it amazing that instead of exhausting your opportunities to file a complaint or bring your concerns to the administration or the athletic department, that you would up and transfer your child to a completely different school in the middle of their senior year, who's doing, and she's doing fantastic academically. That sounds amazing to me that you did. If you were, had so much concerns, why didn't you go to the principal or the athletic director?
And like I said, before I transferred her, I emailed Coach Bittner. I did. And I said, I would like to have a meeting with you. And like I said, he said that I would have to talk to Coach Salinas first, and then, which I did. And, you know, I'm not a type of person to put, like, hey, like, I'm going to go to, you know, like, I know one mom did, I'm going to go to the media. We're not that type of family to do that.
I'm not talking about media, but you've appealed the district executive committee to the state committee because you feel so passionate about it. I'm just saying that I haven't seen or heard you use the same amount of effort and rigor to address concerns that you have with an employee on your daughter's high school that you think has done damage to her. Instead, you just uproot and transfer to another school. I don't understand that.
Yeah, because of what, I mean, honestly, it's no matter what we do, it's kind of like, you know, you're accusing, you know, so it's kind of like a con accusing a politician. You have it to their word against yours. And, you know, and maybe I didn't do it right. And maybe I didn't go about it right. But this is what, at the time being, it was in the summer. This was all happening in the summer. She was upset. Like, my instincts were just to do as a mother, like, let's just get her out of there instead of, you know, maybe doing the right thing or what you said. But that's how at the time being, I felt that was the right thing. You know, I mean, we don't always make, you know, the right choices, but that's what I decided to do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jordan, any final words from you?
In the very last meeting, Coach Linus had told me, do you understand that you might not play your senior year? And that's one of the consequences or one of the downfalls if I wanted to leave. And I was very honest with her. I told her straight up. I know it was a risk that I wanted to take because I did not want to stay there anymore. I'd rather not play my senior year than play my senior year under their atmosphere, because in previous letters that we've sent in, it's ruined the love of the game for me. And I know that I love this game so much, and I wasn't going to let the atmosphere that they set in their program let me or discourage me from the game I want to play.
Okay. All righty. Any other questions from committee members? Jordan, let me say this. We get to listen to a lot of high school students on this committee. And of all of those, you are one of the most articulate that we've listened to, one of the brightest. And so, you know, I don't know what the decision is finally going to be here today, but whatever it is, you have a bright, bright future. And we trust that you recognize that as well, and that whatever happens here, you move forward and you do it, you put your best foot forward, and you go about your business. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Jordan De Los Santos eligible for varsity athletic at Corpus Christi Flyer Bluff High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It is unanimous. Jordan, again, nothing but the best to you. I want to thank all of you for your participation today. We'll be removing you from the meeting at this time electronically. Thank you.
Chair, may we take just a 1 minute break, restroom break?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, just one sec.
Okay, Chair, this is everybody in our waiting room. So we should be good to go once our break is done.
All righty.
We do have somebody who has called in. Last three digits on their phone number is 536. Can you press *6 to unmute and let me know who you are? Well, maybe we'll get their name in a few minutes.
All right, we're going to move forward. Hearing BB, Laredo Alexander High School, Appellate District 36A Executive Committee decision regarding eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, change in schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 36A met on August 23rd, 2021, ruled that Jacede Garcia moved from Laredo High School or Laredo United High School Laredo Alexander High School for athletic purposes. Items number 1 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's guardian is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Very good. We're going to check in with all those who have signed into this hearing so we can make sure we've got audio and get some introductions made, and then we're going to swear you in. Rudy Saldivar, please unmute.
Yes, good morning, everybody. My name is Rudy Saldivar. I'm the head baseball coach at United High School.
Thank you. Then we have Mr. Cruz.
Yes, sir, Mr. Monroe. Good morning. Bobby Cruz, Director of Athletics, United ISD.
Thank you. And we have Jessica Garza.
Hello. I speak Spanish, so my English is not good enough. Yo soy la tía de Yeset. Soy su tutora legal.
Okay.
Just, Mr. Mothral, Mr. Sandoval, I'm the principal of Alexander High School. We do have a translator for the Jesed's, I guess, his guardian and Jesed, because they're both, and the grandmother, all three speaking in Spanish, but we do have somebody to translate for him.
Very good. Thank you. And Jessica Salazar?
Good morning. I'm Jessica Salazar. I'm the principal here at United High School. Good morning.
Thank you. Adriana Ramirez?
Good morning. I'm Adriana Ramirez. I'm the principal of United South High School and acting DEC chair.
Okay. And we've already talked to Mr. Sandoval. And then Olga Alicia Olivares Ruiz. Please unmute. Go ahead. Can you say something, please? Ms. Ruiz?
Maybe she don't know how.
Well, it shows that she is now unmuted. So we've got a technical problem.
Okay.
Señora Ruiz, ¿puede decir algo?
All right. What, Mr. Sandoval?
Ahí me oye?
Sí, señora, ahí se oye. We can hear her now.
Okay. And who is she? What is her role?
She is the grandmother and the actual legal guardian of Jesed.
Okay.
Buenos días. Yo soy la abuelita de Jesed.
All right. At this time, I need everyone to unmute and raise your right hand. We're going to get you sworn in. If you will please translate that to the appropriate folks. And
Mr. Mothral, also in my office, I have Coach Lemos, the Alexander High School baseball coach.
Good.
And just said Garza, who's also here in my office as well this morning.
Excellent. Thank you. Please raise your right hands, and the appropriate response will be added. Caroline's going to get this taken care of.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Sandoval?
Yes, sir.
Will you make sure that Ms. Ruiz knows we're going to have to do this again? They did not get sworn in.
You want me to swear in Spanish?
Yes, that'd be great.
Señora Ruiz y señora Garza, si pueden levantar la mano derecha y una promesa que van a decir la verdad y nada más que la verdad en este juicio.
Así es, voy a decir la verdad, nada más que la verdad.
Okay, gracias, señora. Ms. Garza.
Okay. Thank you.
Gracias.
All right. Here's how the hearing is going to go. We are going to look back at the information that we've already been provided. We'll start with family members. So we'll start with Jesed and guardians, and then we will move forward to the folks at Laredo United High School. And then at Alexander High School, the receiving district typically doesn't have much to offer us as far as reasons for a change. But if there is something, we'll listen. Then we'll go to the district executive committee chair. Once we're finished there, we'll go back to the family. All righty. Did we determine?
Let me translate that in Spanish, sir, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
El director dice que vamos a empezar con Yeser y la familia de Yeser. So usted, señora Garza, y usted, señora Ruiz, van a empezar. Luego le van a pasar el micrófono a Coach Saldívar y a el personal de United High School. y luego quizás a las notas del distrito de la última junta, y luego regresan otra vez a la familia para que si tienen un comentario o si tienen preguntas para ustedes. ¿Está bien?
Está bien.
Uh-huh. Hey, Lynn, did we figure out who the phone call was from?
No, sir. I have not gotten an answer on that. Does anybody else on the call know who has called in on a phone number?
Mr. Sandoval, would you ask that question in Spanish, please?
Yes, sir. El que está en el teléfono con los últimos tres números 536, ¿se puede identificar, por favor? Es necesario que se identifique. Sorry, I'm eating my words there.
Okay. Let's do this.
Ese es su número de teléfono. I think she's logged in twice, sir.
Okay.
Maybe because gotcha. She's a Mexican number, no?
I think so.
And maybe she needs to have the phone closer to her and mute the computer because we can't hear her.
Si puede acercar el teléfono un poquito más cercita, señora, para que se oiga más bien. No se oye muy bien, señora.
Okay.
Está bien.
A ver, mi teléfono es 205-2939. Ese es mi número.
No, ese número está bien, señora, pero no es el número. She's got a different number. That number is not hers. The 536 number, I don't know who that belongs to, Mr. Matherall.
Okay, well, we've got all the players that we need, I think, at this point, and because we've got family, we've got both schools, we've got the district executive committee folks. So we're going to move forward. If the person that whose phone number ends in 536 wants to be involved, they'll speak up. All right. Let me get us started and recognizing that we don't want language to be a barrier. We will try to take this slowly and make sure that everyone has the opportunity to translate and do what's necessary. Want to confirm, and Mr. Sandoval, you probably can answer some of these questions for us because they're I think pretty known. And what is your role again?
I'm the principal of John B. Alexander High School, sir.
Okay, thank you. Jaced, are you? Sir. Would you raise your hand there? Is that you right there? Okay, thank you. You live with your grandma in Nuevo Laredo after your mom passed. Is that correct?
Sir.
Okay.
Did you hear him? I mean, speak. Open the mic, sir.
Did he say yes?
Yes, sir. I asked him to speak a little bit louder.
Thank you very much. Now, Jaced, who is your legal guardian, your grandma or your aunt?
Jessica Garza.
That would be his aunt.
Okay. We heard that. Is that the only guardian that Jaced has?
Is that the only guardian that you have?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Do you have an uncle that's involved in this case?
No.
No?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask you to speak up, young man. I can't hear you. All right. Now, on July the 20th of last year, there was a move made by your aunt into the Alexander attendance zone. Is this correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And do you have two sisters?
Yes, sir.
And they were also at one time attending United High School?
Tell me, cousins. They're say not. Explain it to them. O dile en español y yo lo traduzco.
Son mis primas y se hicieron conmigo a United High School.
Cousins.
Cousins, and they did go with them to United. They were United with them.
Okay. Because this is the aunt that he lives with. That's her daughter's then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they left to go to Alexander. There was a discussion that it was because too many absences at United High School. And we'll confirm that a little bit later with the principal. But is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you stayed at United High School. Y'all were all doing remote school at that time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you stayed at United. Why?
Because everything was online. You didn't have to travel or anything. So everything was online.
Okay. Why did your cousins go to Alexander? Did they get removed from United?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, when did you enroll at Alexander and why?
Porque en mi freshman year, cuando yo vivía con mi tía, territorio de United.
Saying that his freshman year, he lived in the United boundary, his freshman year.
Okay.
En verano de mi junior year, mi tía se movió al territorio de Alexander.
In the summer of his junior year, his aunt moved to the Alexander attendance zone.
Okay.
En octubre, corren a mis primas, yo me quedo en United.
October, they asked his sisters to leave United, and they attended their home school, which is Alexander. He stayed at United.
Right.
Wait, but you want to know por qué te quedaste sin United?
Para acabar mi junior year.
The reason why he stayed there is when you wanted to finish his junior year.
Okay. Now.
Todo como es presencial, no tenía con quién irme a United High School.
And now that he's a senior and it's all face to face. Plus, he doesn't have, it's easier to get access to him here at the school than it is at United.
What's the distance difference as far as traveling from home to United versus Alexander?
It's 3 miles to Alexander and 6 miles to United.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is Mr. Cantu?
Who's Mr. Cantu?
El papá de mi amigo.
His friend's father.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that enrolled them in the portal at Alexander.
Did he enroll him?
No.
It was, I think it was Ms. Garza. Ms. Garza, usted lo escribió en el portal, no, Ms. Garza?
Yo lo inscribí en el portal y yo fui la que me encargué de ir a las oficinas de United a darlo de baja.
So she's the one that enrolled them in Tyler, and she went to United to withdraw them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Jacid is, who is your, what's your friend's name? Is it Dominique?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there was a comment made that you needed to go to the same school as Dominique. Who made that comment?
No, sir.
You didn't make that comment?
No.
No, he didn't make, he doesn't know who made that comment, sir.
Okay, thank you. Were, did you play on any outside teams, any club teams, summer teams, AAU, traveling teams?
Yes, sir.
And who did you play with?
Texas Tornadoes.
Texas Tornadoes. And where were the other members of this team from?
United High School.
They were from United. None from Alexander.
Solo jugadores.
So only two, sir. Only two were from United. Only two were from Alexander. Sorry.
Two from Alexander. What was either of those Dominique?
Dominic was at United playing on that team, but he was a member of the United baseball team.
Okay. Very good. Jased, did you look forward to the move, to changing schools?
No, sir.
You did not want to change?
No, sir.
Okay. Do I have any questions from other members at this particular time? Okay. We're going to get back to you, Jased, you and your mom and grandma as needed. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. You've done a nice job so far. Now, let's go to United High School. Please unmute.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Saldivar?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
And do we have a principal also with United? Is that correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yes, Ms. Salazar. Thank you. While I've got it on my mind, Ms. Salazar, his cousins, two girls, is it a fact that they were no longer welcome at United High School because of attendance?
That is correct. I was told that the two girls had truancy issues. When you're on transfers within the district, if some of the compliance are grades, attendance, and discipline. And so since they were not meeting the attendance requirements, they were asked to withdraw and go to their home school. Because at that point, they lost their privilege of the transfer, process.
Mm-hmm. Very clear. Appreciate it. Mr. Saldivar, you are the coach of Jased, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you stated that there had been some issues and that it was a change for athletic purposes. Correct, on the previous athletic participation form?
Correct.
Some of this had to do, in your explanation, with Dominique, the cousin.
That is correct, sir.
And after the last game, he came and wanted to turn in his equipment, going to go to Alexander for a better playing opportunity?
Yes, sir. Those were his words. Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you hear anything like that from Jased?
No, sir. Dominique just said it's going to be up to him if he decides to stay here at United or come with me to Alexander.
Okay. And did Dominique say something about to the kids that how can you bench your best outfielder? He should be playing more. Is that what you heard from your kids?
Yes, sir. So our last day was on a Saturday, that following Monday, which is May the 10th. You know, we spoke to the kids about, you know, what was going on, and that is what they mentioned to us, he had already kind of made up his mind prior to that date, that he already told them that he was just going to wait till the season was over.
Okay. Explain to us, because all this information, or the vast majority of it, has been about Dominique.
Correct. So let's backtrack to October 21st, 2020. This is when Dominique's dad, which is the coach for his travel team, called me to let me know that Jased's cousins were being withdrawn because of attendance issues, and that just said was possibly being withdrawn too, that he had already spoken to his grandmother and made arrangements for him to live with him. Now, he had already lived with him on occasions because he was traveling and his aunt didn't want him to travel. So he had lived with him on occasions already. But this time he told me, you know, I don't mind taking care of him. All right. I've already spoken to his parents or his grandmother and let him know that I'm willing to take over. And she has already given me the okay. What are the next steps? So I told, well, you would need to get a power of attorney if you want to be his legal guardian so he can come enroll here. And those are the paperwork that I submitted yesterday where he made the letter. Okay, so he goes to live with him, okay, and he becomes his legal guardian. I've submitted some emails as well where he's made contact with his teacher saying I'm the legal guardian of him. So he's living with him. I've submitted some pictures as well where he is with the family. So he is living with him this whole time, okay? So that's how Dominique and Mr. Cantu are involved, okay? So when the season's over, Dominique decides to go over. That motion was also denied in our next district executive committee. So now he's saying that, well, it's going to be up to Justin if he wants to come with me or if he wants to stay here at United. Okay. We did not see Justin anymore. All right. And this is kind of where the things start to roll here. And the grandmother makes contact with me. And she says, well, you know, Justin's upset right now because, you know, he says you won't sign him off if he goes over there. So I let her know, like, there's different protocols that we need to follow that are involved here with UIL and everything. Okay. And this is where she tells me, well, no, if Dominique's over there, he needs to go with him. And that's how we hear Dominique and Mr. Cantu a lot.
Who made that statement? Make sure we're for clarity purposes.
His grandmother did.
Okay. All right.
You know, I explained to her, like, you know, he's already been here, it's 3 years. You know, he's got his whole paperwork here. He's got his counselors, his teachers, everything, his whole history is here. He does not need to move UIL wise, and also, you know, school wise, they are allowed to stay here. And you know, if it's a transportation issue, you know, we are more than likely to, there's programs that will help out. You know, it's like we said, like it was mentioned earlier, it's only a 3-mile difference between United and Alexander. And there's programs that can help us, you know, if it's a transportation issue. And she just said, no, he's going to go with him over there.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sandoval, will you explain to Mom and the grandma, just kind of encapsulate what he's just got through talking about where Gisette is living?
Okay.
And the reasons that he just gave, please.
Okay. Que en octubre del año pasado, cuando movieron a las dos hijas de United Alexander, Mr. Cantu se hizo cargo, se hizo el guardián de Gisette a ese tiempo para que él, porque estaba viviendo con él un tiempo, y que estaba viviendo con él porque pues estaba viajando con el equipo, y pues ya usted no quería que fuera a la casa con las niñas con COVID, si le pagaba COVID, no fuera a la casa con COVID. Eso es lo que está diciendo Coach Saldívar, que él se hizo cargo en ese tiempo de Yeser. Okay, is there a miss anything, Coach Saldívar?
Coach Saldívar, is that pretty accurate?
That's pretty accurate, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, anything else? Any questions for Coach Saldívar at this point? Okay. Now, any questions for Ms. Salazar, the principal at United?
I just wanted to add that as far to reiterate what Coach Saldivar said at the very end, when the students have established their campus, the district policy states that the kids are able to stay for their senior year.
Okay. You know,
transfers still be allowed. So that's where he's talking about that he was already established here and he can stay. That's one of the policies at UISD.
Thank you. Dr. Duran, you had a question.
Yeah, I think Ms. Salazar just answered it for me. So just said did not have an attendance problem. He's not at issue in terms of that. I guess I'm a little confused because the question was asked if he wanted to leave United and he said no. And I'm hearing Ms. Salazar say he can finish his senior year there. So I guess maybe the question is to Ms. Garza, why is he not back at United where he wants to be?
Mr. Sandoval, will you ask that question of Ms. Garza?
Señora Garza, la señora Durán quiere saber por qué si se podía quedar en United. Era estaba bien, estaba correcto que se quedara en United y no quería mudarse a Alexander. ¿Por qué se vino a Alexander?
Una de las cosas por las que él no se quería cambiar, pues obviamente era quería acabar su senior year ahí, yo lo iba a apoyar, pero ya después lo empezamos a ver, pues era mejor pues que estuvieran juntos y que se cambiara de escuela. También una de las razones fue, y pues en la audiencia pasada no lo dijimos, pero nos enteramos que, y no sé si esté bien que lo diga, pero creo que es necesario, el señor Saldívar al enterarse que nos íbamos a mover, empezó a hacer comentarios tipo amenaza, que iba a prohibir que Yeset pudiera jugar. Eso no lo dijimos la vez pasada, pero ahora no lo pienso callar. Obviamente cuando Yeset se enteró de esto, Yeset ya no quiso quedarse ahí. Él se vio afectado porque él tenía mucho cariño por el equipo, inclusive por el coach, y al enterarnos de esos comentarios que la verdad no son nada profesionales ni éticos, él ya no iba a estar a gusto ahí. Entonces yo siempre lo voy a apoyar a él y siempre viendo lo mejor para su estudio, obviamente para su deporte, pero él ya no iba a estar a gusto ahí. Y sí, él vivió con Cantú un tiempo porque ellos viajan mucho y yo tenía miedo que, pues obviamente estaba lo del COVID muy fuerte. De hecho, sí se contagiaron en diciembre. En diciembre estuvieron contagiados Yesed y la familia Cantú. Y él estuvo ahí como de noviembre a enero, febrero. Y ocasionalmente él está muy pegado con ellos porque tienen equipos por fuera. O sea, el señor es de confianza y nosotros permitimos que Yesed se quede con él. No le vemos nada de malo. Él está en confianza, él está bien cuidado y sobre todo por el deporte. El señor lo apoya mucho en cuestiones de torneos fuera. Entonces, obviamente lo que sea apoyo para Yesed, nosotros lo vamos a ver muy bien.
Bueno, let's see if I can, let me see, a ver si puedo hacer, wrap this all up, dijo mucho ahí. En primer lugar, he wanted to stay there and she was going to support him in staying at United. He wanted to stay there, but when the daughters were over here, logistically, it was just better for them to all be here at Alexander. So it was better for them. And then that as soon as, when Coach Saldivar found out that there were, that they had moved into the Alexander attendance zone, he made some statements or some comments that led to the fact that he was going to do prohibit from playing baseball at Alexander if he were to move over. According to the aunt, Yesed felt betrayed or he lost trust in Coach Saldivar. He had a lot of respect for Coach Saldivar, but after those comments that he felt betrayed, that he would actually like consider doing that. That Mr. Cantu, Dominic's dad, is a very close friend of the family. That he's a man of trust, that they trust him. She allows him to stay with them because she doesn't want, they travel a lot for baseball. She doesn't want him to bring COVID to the house, that him and Mr. Cantu's family did come down with COVID a couple of months ago. And she's got a small child. She doesn't want COVID at her house. And so that's why they stay and work and trust Mr. Cantu to the extent that they do. Okay. Hope I was able to wrap all that up as accurately as possible.
Mr. Salazar, would you concur with his wrap up, and then would you respond to the discussion from Jacede about your attitude toward him and all?
Yes, correct. I want to clarify. He said that that I hadn't made threats once I found out that they moved to the attendance zone. As stated earlier, they moved into the attendance zone in July of 2020, right? Those, what they're referring to is when the grandmother called me and said, like, he's saying that, you know, you're already going to deny him and this and that. And that's why I told him, no, that there's, he needs to be aware that there's protocols. It's not just me that can raise questions. It's also other teams for the district. That is what was explained to them. Okay. There was no threats or anything like that. And that's why I told her, you know, we need to talk to Jacede. You know, we had made several attempts to talk to him, including she had said that she would send him to me. And that way we could talk to him and clarify all the things that were being said on the outside. Okay. I never made any threats to anybody directly. Okay. All I was explaining was, you know, there's going to be questions as to why you moved. Okay. It's not just, oh, let me pick up and go. You know, you could have picked up and go in July of 2020 when you moved, but, you know, you didn't. No.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Él empezó al enterarse y siguió haciendo los comentarios tiempo después. Y incluso llegó a comentar que lo estaban haciendo enojar y que él iba a hacer todo lo posible para que Jacede jugara. Para que Jacede no jugara en Alexander, perdón. Que él iba a hacer todo lo posible. Esos comentarios no se hacen de un coach. Él los está tratando de poner de una manera bonita, que quiso decir que había protocolos, no es cierto. De hecho, él fue el que aconsejó a Mr. Cantú de que hiciera una carta notariada, la cual nunca se usó.
All right. Mr. Saldivar, would you tell us what she said and respond?
Yeah, she said, she is stating once again that I made those threats, that from day one I had made those threats and that they were getting me upset, which I never made. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Garza, please.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Ms. Salvar.
Okay, and she's also saying that I made them come up with that letter, okay, and I did not make them. They asked me what they needed to do. And those are what they needed to do. They needed to have the power of attorney. And that's why they made the power of attorney, because he had told me, what is it that I need to do?
Yeah.
And I gave him, I told him what he needed to do if he was going to stay with him and he was going to have custody of him.
All right. I think we have a residency issue here, living with someone other than mom. Mr. Beasley, am I correct in stating that?
Yes, but I just want to make sure that I saw on the PAPF that both parents are deceased, or is just one?
Just the mother, but the father is not in the picture.
Yeah, a parent residence rule waiver would be required.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mr. Mothral, this is Mr. Sandoval. For the record, the other parent, Mr. Cantu, also lives in the Alexander attendance zone.
Right.
So just
okay. That helps then. Thank you.
En caso, o sea, los dos vivimos en el área de Alexander en este momento, lo cual no veo ningún problema porque él está dentro de la zona escolar de Alexander.
What did she say, Mr. Sandoval?
She said that both parents live within the boundaries of Alexander High School, and she doesn't see why there's a problem with him attending Alexander High School and playing over here.
I understand. Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to move on a little bit here Coach, I'll tell you what, before we move on, Coach Saldivar, you had a discussion with Coach, is it
Yes, sir, with Coach Lemos.
Lemos. And you heard from the kids that he had said it was all right to transfer, and you called him. And what was the response?
Yes, sir. So after hearing from kids that Lemos had already been contacted and that he was telling, this is what was told to me, and that's why I made the call, that he was saying that it was okay for him to go over there, that there was no issues. And that's why I picked up the phone as soon as I heard that. I talked to him. I was real straightforward with him and everything that was, you know, the whole story. I gave him the whole backstory, not just, you know, what he was hearing. I let him know about the whole living with Mr. Cantu. I let him know about, you know, the real the reason why Dominique was going over there. Okay, I let him know, you know, Dominique told me he's moving because he has a better chance to go over there. One of the things that Coach Lemos told me is that Mr. Gadu had told him that he was moving over there for logistic purposes, and that he also had with him Gisette and another kid that is not involved here right now, but that he had those two kids living with him as well. Okay. He told me that, you know, that he had not heard about these kids, that this was the first time talking to Mr. Cantu, and I just let him know all the facts so that way he could have them, you know, as professional courtesy to another colleague, let him know everything. And at that point, say, okay, well, thank you. You know, if I hear again from him, you know, I'll make sure and contact you and let you know, what is happening.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to go on to Alexander High School and Coach Lemos.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When these young men came over, how come you didn't contact Coach Saldivar? That's typically standard.
And this was done in the summer. They started coming over in the summer. I was traveling a lot for baseball purposes with my son, so I was in and out of the field house of school. And I mean, it was just something that I took for granted that these guys had already enrolled here at school at that time.
Okay. But even if they had enrolled, it's typical to give the coach from the other school a call and just say, hey, I just need you to know a couple of your guys are over here now. Is that not something that you would normally do?
This is my seventh year as a head coach, and this is the very first time that I get a transfer at this time, to where, I mean, stuff was not really clear. I know we were virtual for a long time, and now that we were going to be in person, face-to-face, I mean, it was something difficult and something that it was an oversight on my part.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions for Coach here? All right. Thank you. I want to go back to Gisette right quick.
Can I add something real quick?
Can you add something? Sure.
Yes, sir. As far as Dominic, I mean, I know they keep bringing the Dominic kid back into this picture, but this is about Gisette.
We know who it's about, Coach.
Yes, sir. I know. I just want to clarify, like, Dominic is JV. I mean, his situation is very different from this kid.
I understand.
Can I say something?
Not yet. You'll get a chance later, okay? We'll get back to the family later. Gisette, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You are living with much of the time with Dominique and his family. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Are there others living there?
Yes, sir.
Other players?
Okay. So it's only one player, one additional player.
Okay. That's all I need to know. All right. District Chair, where are you? Yes, Mr. Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
The vote was 4-1.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell in your words, I know you can't get inside the head of everyone, but based on what you heard, why you think that went in the direction it did?
Yes, sir. After hearing the stories, I think that the committee had questions about the involvement of Mr. Cantu, the fact that he does coach travel team, the time of enrollment, he was practicing before he was enrolled. And I think there were questions. I think they even discussed the actual travel time and distance between the two schools.
Okay. Any questions for our chair? All right, thank you. Oh, yes, Dr. Teal.
Mr. Ramirez, any explanation for the one vote that was for his eligibility?
I'm just checking to see who had that vote.
It was Eagle Pass, Ms.
Ramirez. It was Eagle Pass, Ms. Ramirez.
I really cannot say. Those were two schools that were up for discussion that day.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your help. All right. We're fixing to go back to family and let them summarize. Is there anybody out there, Mr. Cruz, you got anything you want to say?
No, sir, Mr. Motherall, everything has been pretty accurate.
Thank you. All right. Any questions from the group before we allow family to finalize? Yes, Dr. Duran.
So there's been a lot of conversation about Mr. Cantu, and he's not on the call today. And I'm just curious as to why, especially if Gisette is living with him for most of the time. I feel like that's a missing piece of information for us. I guess the second thing I would just comment on is, you know, the timing of the transfer and the parent portal. I can see where there might be some delays or confusion within an electronic system.
Sure.
So I'm not sure that was intentional. I'm just assuming that they actually thought that the transfer had taken place. So I mean, there's some logistics there, but I am puzzled as to why Mr. Cantu is not on the call, because I feel like we have some questions for him too.
Well, Mr. Sandoval, anybody there want to try to answer that question?
Just said we'll try to answer. Go ahead, Justin.
Okay, yo no vivo con Mr. Cantu. Él no es mi tutor legal.
He says he doesn't live with them. He's not his legal guardian. His legal guardian is his aunt. He does stay with them from time to time, but he doesn't live with them officially. So That's why he didn't think he needed to be here today.
Okay. Yes, just, Dr. Brown.
I'll comment. He attended the DEC meeting, I understand. Or did he? Did he attend the DEC?
Yes, he did, ma'am. He did because there were the two transfers came over at the same time. Dominic. Oh. His son and Gisette's were done simultaneously.
But he spoke on behalf of Gisette as potentially a guardian or no? No.
Ms. Garza was there at that meeting and she spoke. Okay. Gisette.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to turn this back over now. Mr. Sandoval, if you will handle this part for us to make sure that Ms. Garza and Ms. Ruiz have the opportunity to finally say the things that they need to say as we close this hearing.
Okay, sir. Ms. Garza o Ms. Ruiz, si tienen una palabra, una última palabra que quieren decir, algo que quieren compartir, este es el momento. Denme un poquito de tiempo para traducir, para que no se me haga todo un sinopsis.
Bueno, yo quiero decir que pues espero que esto sea para el bien de Gisette. Él lo que busca es jugar su último año para poder tal vez conseguir una beca.
She hopes that the outcome is done in favor or is not done in favor, but in the best interest of the kid and Gisette, she wants him to finish out his senior year
and perhaps get a scholarship to play baseball somewhere.
Okay.
¿Qué más, señora? Señora Garza, ¿qué más?
Pues que yo lo tengo desde hace 6 años, él siempre ha estado conmigo y como lo comentamos, sí, el señor Cantú está involucrado porque cuando yo no puedo salir a llevarlo a las prácticas, él me ayuda, él lo levanta y hay veces para no andar vuelta y vuelta, me puedo quedar, tía, sí, sí te puedes quedar. Y como lo comenté, no vemos ningún problema en que él se quede a veces a dormir con el señor. Todo siempre es para el beneficio de Yeset.
So Yeset has been with her for 6 years, and yes, Mr. Cantu is involved. He's a friend of the family. He's a man of trust in the family. If sometimes she can't go pick him up, or sometimes she can't make a travel with the travel team, so Mr. Cantu takes him, and Yeset will call her and let her know, can I stay here? And she says yes. She sees no problem with trusting Mr. Cantu with Yeset, and Yeset staying there.
Dr. Duran.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to Yeset. If Yeset had the opportunity to go back to United, would he? And then my question to Mr. Saldivar, if he did return to United, could he play baseball?
Yeset, if you could go back to United, would you go back? Okay. Yes, you would.
Saldivar, you were asked a question as well.
Yes, sir. The answer would be yes.
And it is, I want to make sure we all understand, and Dr. Duran brings a great point here. We always say that an athlete is eligible somewhere. And in this case, if it's determined that he cannot play and be eligible at Alexander, he could go back. Again, that's a choice that has to be made. Could go back to United and play there. So just know that. Ms. Ruiz, anything you need to say?
Que sí. A ver, nosotros, o sea, estamos pues apoyando al niño y no hay, o sea, yo no entiendo sinceramente por qué el señor Saldivar se ha puesto en esa situación cuando que él me dijo que iba a firmar para que Yeset jugara en Alexander. Él le mandó un mensaje a mi hija diciéndole que quería hablar con nosotros y yo le llamé por teléfono. Y él en esa ocasión me dijo que él con él no había ningún problema. ¿Por qué entonces ahora el señor Saldivar está haciendo otra cosa? ¿Por qué no quiere que el niño juegue con Alexander o con la escuela que sea? O sea, ¿por qué truncarle a él su último año? Que diga el señor Saldivar si tuvo algún problema con Yeset. Yeset no es un muchacho problemático. Él nunca se mete con nadie. Él lo único, él tiene jugando desde los 5 años. Entonces, ¿por qué ahora el señor se pone en ese plan de querer quitarle la carrera del niño? Él tiene desde los 5 años jugando. Ahorita tiene 17, gracias a Dios. Y toda su vida ha sido dedicada al deporte. Toda su vida la ha tenido él dedicada al deporte. ¿Por qué ahora el señor Saldivar se pone en ese plan? ¿Qué no estamos viendo por el futuro de los muchachos? ¿O cuál es la idea? ¿O por qué esta situación? ¿Por qué llegar a este extremo de estar como cuestionando al niño?
Señora, déjeme traducir, señora. Déjeme traducir.
Sí, sí.
Mándese. Go ahead, señora.
Miss, go ahead, Mr. Sandoval. Would you interpret that for us, please?
Yes, sir. Grandma's questioning that she doesn't understand why this is all taking place. She thinks it should be that things should be done in the best interest of Yeset. He's a good kid. He's not a problematic child. He's been playing baseball since he was 5 years old, and she feels that the decision by Coach Saldivar to put down that he moved for athletic purposes is jeopardizing his future. She stated that when she first spoke to Coach Saldivar, that Coach Saldivar sent a message to Garza. She called Coach Saldivar, and Coach said that he wouldn't fight it, he would support it. And now he's not. And she doesn't understand why he would do something that would jeopardize just his future.
All right, let me ask you to tell her this, please.
Yes.
Just let her know that we understand the fact that it sometimes is hard to understand that she wants what's best for her one young man, and we do too. But we have to consider all the people who are all the youngsters who are participating in the entire state, and we have to keep the playing field level. If you'll explain that to her, please, and then we're going to move forward.
Señora, él entiende que usted tiene el mejor interés de Yacer en mente, en consciente, pero como director de una mesa estatal, él tiene también tiene el consciente el bienestar de Yacer, pero tiene también consciente el bienestar de todos los alumnos del estado de Texas. Y ese todo nivel para todos los alumnos, para que todos tengan una oportunidad pues igual, no que uno se le dé favor y a otro no. So, es comprende lo que está diciendo. También quieren lo mejor para Yacer, pero tiene que ver cómo está el programa en el estado de Texas.
All right. Yacer, we would ask you, do you have anything you want to say in closing?
No, sir.
All right. Well, we wish you nothing but the very best, young man. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
You're going to have some options no matter what happens here today, so you have to consider those. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yes, Ms. Garza.
En caso de que ustedes decidieran o que Yacer se cambiara a United, que la verdad yo no lo quisiera mucho, ¿apoyarían con el transporte? Porque para mí es muy difícil. Estoy en un trabajo nuevo en el que pues no puedo llegar tarde y se me complicaría llevarlo a United. Yo quisiera saber si ese fue el caso, él tendría un apoyo en eso.
She wants to know that if in the case that the committee decides to allow him to go back to United, is there a program, is there some support that she can get with transportation? She has a new job, she can't be late, and it's complicated to be taking him over there. So she wants to know if there's going to be some assistance for her with transportation.
That's something that needs to be dealt with outside this hearing. We can't answer that question today, but you can talk to Coach Saldivar if it goes that direction. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. With that having been said, it's time to make a decision here. Everybody's been very helpful and said nothing but the best to you. It's time to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Yacer Garza eligible for varsity athletics, potentially pending a residency waiver. We'll have to check into that. At Laredo Alexander High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor, that would be Dr. Duran. All in favor of denial, same sign. That's myself, Mr. Colbert, Dr. Teal. All right. Young man, y'all got some decisions to reach. Mr. Sandoval and Mr. Saldivar can assist you in making those decisions. Thank you all. We wish you nothing but the best. We're going to remove you, all members of this hearing from the electronic feed at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's time to see. Is there new business?
No new business.
No new business. No announcements. Hey, thanks to everybody. Always a good job, committee members staff. Thank you for getting us all this information. Dr. Harrison, nice of you to pop up with your picture now.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You guys have enough difficult things to deal with in these hearings than my poor aesthetics. So I try to keep my face out of the mix.
Actually, I've had some chats, private chats from folks. We're adjourned, by the way. Had some private chats here that from some of these folks saying.